Morning, it's Thursday morning, it's Ness Andrews and this is Life Church Daily Podcast. Hope you're having a great morning so far. Well, I was reading a passage from the Pete Gregg book on prayer, and in particular on the reverence of God and how we see God today and the sovereignty of God. Now, in particular, he references how the first Christians understood the sovereignty of God and the fear of the Lord. And we only have to look at most of the Old Testament and indeed Acts to see the majesty and power of the God they worshipped, and they would kneel down in respectful awe to him. C.S. Lewis portrays in the Chronicles of Narnia Aslan as an untamed lion who is a divine archetype of Jesus Christ. Not sure if you've ever seen the film, but probably most of us have. And in that, his power and majesty creates a reverence that the children noticeably feel, yet he is always one step ahead and his power is unmatched, but his goodness is unlimited. Yet Jesus, God and the Holy Spirit are three persons in one, aren't they? He is the same God that the early Christians worshipped, so we're talking Peter and Paul, as you and I worship today. And Jesus also taught us the Lord's Prayer. He refers to our Father, which of course is his Father and ours. Hallowed be your name, he says. We only have to walk outside and look up in the sky at night and see the vast creation of an almighty God and to feel his presence and intimacy through our prayers. Yet his power and majesty can make a mountain move in our lives, and yet he may choose not to do so. I think we have to come to accept it's not our will but God's will and just trust in him. You know, his mysteriousness, his unexplainable thinking or actions are part of the reverence we have as a God who loves us as his son or daughter, but a God that also can discipline and take things away for our good. I hear many songs today and teachings focus on just the goodness of God. And they like to personify Jesus as a lamb whom we recognise, of course, through his sacrificial exchange on the cross. But he is also the lion. And I think and agree with Pete Gregg and Artie Kendall, who I heard speaking on this subject the other day, that we must not lose sight of God's sovereignty, his power, his reverence when worshipping before him. And I was thinking about that the other day as we return back to church. I spoke last week about having a deep, intimate relationship with God and having that ability to surrender ourselves to him and to know him so well. And I feel that with the return to church as well, it's going to be really important that we can just come and be before him, but to recognise the reverence of who he is when we re-congress in the hall and worship together. He is our Father, he is kind, he longs us to be with him, but he is also the mysterious, majestic creator of the earth and us who live on it. And it's for me about understanding the God we serve and love, but with a respectful awe. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us, for sacrificing your son on the cross, Lord, so we could have our freedom today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have created the heavens and the earth and the skies and all its beauty that is around us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you love us for who we are and that you created each and every one of us to be who you wanted us to be. Lord, teach us your ways. Help us to remember how you see us, but also remember how we should see you. Lord, you're amazing, you're majestic, and we worship you, and we hallow be your name on this day and every day forth. And we ask this in your precious name, Jesus, as you are the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Amen.